Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The official way to immigrate into the United States is very similar to most countries. File an immigrant petition with the government, and upon approval, apply for a visa. You will then have to maintain a productive status for several years if you want to consider citizenship. But there is a new system now in place. This new system is not official, nor is it legal, and it's being done by thousands of government employees who have sworn an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution. And yet, here they all are, submitting to the United Nations agenda and committing treason. On the Mexico side, Mexican immigration officers lead crowds of people to crossing points at the border. On the American side, government workers wait for the cover of darkness, and in the middle of the night, federal employees begin processing the large crowd with mobile devices. Middle schools are used as processing centers. Buses are backed in past the media as Border Patrol use government vehicles to try blocking the cameras from filming the migrants being loaded on board and brought into the country. The migrants are given mobile phones as a digital form of ID, bus tickets, debit cards, and court dates set 4 years from now. There are no checks or balances in this new de facto immigration system, and it's turning thousands of government workers into traitors to their own country. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Coverage, little AOC satire there. She did that viral photo shoot at a kids in cages, Trump's kids in cages, illegal immigrants facility. But now that they're in cages with razor wire, she has nothing to say because it was all an act. It was all a fraud. We got a lot of border news we're obviously going to be covering. We can go throughout some of the clips from our border coverage as well, but I'm going to tell you what's really important about this. There's two things that are important about this, and then there's some other news as well. I do intend to take phone calls tonight, whether you want to talk about the border or some of the other news that I'm going to be talking about as well. So it's the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. He is taking this Mother's Day off to be with family. But we're glad that you could join us this evening. So we'll take calls, cover news, and talk about the Biden border invasion. You have now seen it once again documented at band.video unlike anywhere else.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So just unprecedented scenes and scenarios at the southern border, really, since Biden has gotten into office. But because of the media hype around Title 42, it really put the focus down there. And then we amplified that focus and changed the narrative by exposing Border Patrol, but not just filming it and showing the world, but sitting there and calling it out like it should have been a long time ago. Even when we were there in 2021, it was not getting the same amount of media attention. But you saw all the cameras that were there. And all the footage that they put out had to have my voice behind it that they probably couldn't stand, could they? But see, they just want you to see it, and they just want to play it and say, oh, there's the border, just some B-roll. Oh, yep, it's a news headline. Oh, yeah, it's a thing, and then just move on. No, that's Biden's border invasion. That's your wide-open southern border. That's your government lying to you saying it's secure. That's your Border Patrol facilitating and finishing the process and lying to you about it. That's the Border Patrol pulling up their vehicles to stop you from filming it and seeing it. You're paying for it all. You have an open border and a welfare state. You're supposed to be paying for a war in Ukraine. I'm not going to have the time tonight to get into that news. But there's been huge news out of Ukraine, and the Western media doesn't even cover it because it's so embarrassing for Joe Biden and for NATO. All the weapons they try to get into Ukraine, folks, are just getting blown up. They literally just blow them up. The Russians blow them up. And so we keep sending all this money. But I'm not going to get into that story and those developments tonight, because I want to take calls and focus on the border stuff, as it's obviously fresh on my mind just being there. But see, you're just supposed to pay for all of it. Your taxes go up, your bills go up. You're just supposed to foot this bill. You're just supposed to pay for the whole thing. And all the history, all the incredible individuals, Americans in the past that built this country to be the free, prosperous country that it is, they're just rolling in their graves. They're watching the U.S. people now spit on what they built, not even realizing what they're doing, not even realizing what they have. And so you could be sympathetic or empathetic towards the illegal immigrants coming here. Sure, they're being tricked. They're being used. It's a tool of the globalists. It's a tool of the UN, the World Health Organization, UNICEF, you name it. All these NGOs that want to be global government institutions. The World Economic Forum, the Bilderbergs, who are going to be meeting in a week. I guess less than a week. They're going to be meeting this week and this weekend in Portugal. It's an economic bomb, is what it is. It's a culture bomb. It's a demographic bomb. It's a political bomb. Oh, and by the way, I haven't even... We've got so much footage from this weekend that you haven't even seen it all. At the El Paso airport, everywhere you look, it was just like in McAllen, folks. Everywhere you look, it's one of the undocumented migrants with their little manila envelopes that have the directions and the plane tickets, and they have a little Red Cross care package. It's easily identifiable. Again, the manila envelope and then a Red Cross care package. It has Red Cross logo right on the thing. And it's just all over the El Paso airport. Oh, who do you think pays for that? I'm sure they're paying for that themselves, right? With their new phones and everything else. So see, they're just being used. They're coming from third world countries. They're trying to escape their criminal history. They're falling for the cheese in the trap to come here. But, you know, on a personal level, if you can try to relate to this, being down there and watching those openings be a one-way street, it was something that really changed my worldview or perspective drastically. Because I've never been one that makes these jokes with some level of seriousness like, oh, you know, they're just turning the United States into an open-air prison camp. The wall's actually going to be built to keep us in and all this stuff. Like, okay. You know, I got to be honest. That starts going through your head when you realize that's a one-way entry. You can come in, but you can't come out. Once you get in, you ain't getting out. You, the American that's in the system, you can't go across that opening. Only the ones that aren't in the system yet, they can come in. And I can go on and on with the examples of this. With Border Patrol getting uppity and harassing the media just for being there filming on American soil. We had a bunch of different run-ins with them getting uppity on me and my crew. Of course, we don't back down. And that's the big problem is, that's why this whole thing blew open, folks. Because usually the media just cooperates like lemmings and they just fall for this false security, this color of law. So, thank goodness me and my crew were there. Because even the media that would usually just kind of go along to get along in that situation, even they were like, hey, yeah, why are you black on our cameras here? Like, hey, that guy's right. You shouldn't be keeping us from filming. Even individuals out there that celebrate my censorship, like Sebastian Gorka, shared the videos celebrating our work there. Thank you, Sebastian. They all come around eventually. But no, that to have that happen. See, I'm not faking this. This isn't the WWE. I'm not out there doing a promo video. I'm an American citizen that's being treated like a second-class citizen, and it couldn't be more obvious right there in front of my face. I have to jump through a bunch of hoops just to go to cover this because I get politically persecuted. And then I have to sit there and get treated like a dirty American. Get out of the way. The illegal immigrants are here. Move. We are facilitating their entry illegally into the country. You dirty American need to sit down and shut up. Oh, do I? Oh, really? Oh, that little dweeb, you know, and we're honorable people here. We have integrity here. And there was a Border Patrol agent who he wasn't actually an agent. I don't want to mischaracterize. He was a spokesperson, we'll say. And he and I were talking, and we were recording it. And he said, hey, you know, I'd appreciate it if you didn't record this or put that out. And, you know, I wasn't going to put it out. But then he blatantly lied to my face. And then he tried to tell me and my team that we couldn't stand there and we couldn't film. So, yeah, I think we're going to put some of that out, actually. And actually, we already did in some of those videos. So, yeah, when you come up to us and lie and say, oh, no, there are not buses coming. Folks, I'm not even kidding you. They told me twice that day, there are no buses coming into this gate. There are no buses that are going to be bringing illegal immigrants in. And then I sat there and watched them do it. He told me 30 minutes before that happened, that guy right there, 30 minutes before that happened, said, nope, there's no buses coming in and out of here. What the hell is your problem, bro? But see, they're used to the media just, oh, of course, we'll get out of the way. Yes, you're the authority here. Oh my gosh, you've got an official Border Patrol shirt, and I'm a dirty American. I just need to shut up and let you bring the illegal immigrants in. I just need to shut up and let Biden's border invasion, the World Economic Forum border invasion, Cloud and Piven, Great Reset, Agenda 2030, destroy America. I just have to let it happen. That's the right thing to do. You're right, Mr. Border Patrol.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get into some of this border news now, but let's just make one thing perfectly clear. The Biden border invasion has been active since he's been in the White House. The focus and the hype around Title 42 caused the focus and the hype to then be on the border and what was going on, but the truth is, there have been a record number of illegal immigrant crossings under Joe Biden's presidency. I mean, you pick whatever timeline you want to go with. Since he's been president, for any other president's term, every year, months, he has records for months. I mean, he's rewritten the record books. He has rewritten the record books when it comes to the numbers of illegal immigrants. So what you saw with buses pulling up to the border, getting loaded with undocumented migrants, crossing the border illegally, getting free entry, getting free stuff, and getting a court date for the year 2026, 2027, or 2028, just chronologically, building, they've had so many notice to appears handed out, it's gone over 3 years of a span now. This has been going on for years. We documented the exact same things happening when we spent a week in McAllen in 2021. So there might be some different procedural things. There might be some different legal things with the expiration of Title 42 and now Title 8 or all the different new legislation kicking in. But bigger picture is that our border is essentially open. Anybody who wants to come here seeking asylum or whatever status they can get in with is welcome to and will be brought in, processed, and released. We have documented this now for 3 calendar years. And it's so out of control now. I guess the reason why the Title 42 thing ends up being the big story, the NGOs that are facilitating the Biden border invasion were well aware Title 42 was going to expire. So that's why they pushed these people to the border and told them, oh, it's expiring, you can get in. So then when they show up and Border Patrol says, oh, no, you can't get in, they get all confused, feeling entitled. They just took this whole journey and now they're being denied entry when they were told they can get in. But of course, they don't get denied entry. And they like to play semantics. Say, oh no, well, they're asylum seekers. No, they're here legally. How many can we take in? Should we just take in every person who wants to leave their country and start a new life on the face of the earth? What is the number? 1 billion? But Americans are starting to wake up to this, specifically black communities, like in South Chicago, and they're saying, hey, wait a second, how come we have illegal immigrants overrunning our city? You owe us stuff. You told us you were going to give us stuff. Now these people get a higher priority than us. Oh, bingo, Democrats use you. Yeah. DHS Chief Mayorkas said is sad and tragic when governors secure their state's borders amid invasion. He doesn't like that Greg Abbott is interfering with the Biden border invasion. And there's, of course, the criminal element that comes with this. At least 7 people shot in Arizona City on U.S.-Mexico border. Suspect on the loose.
Two people dead at neighbor gathering. There was multiple shootings on the Texas border with Mexico. So that's just the criminal element that comes with the open border. San Diego Border Patrol agents arrested Afghan national on the FBI's terror watch list after crossing the border illegally. Yeah, there's another record for Joe Biden. Most terrorists arrested at the southern border. I mean, maybe that's a good thing. Or is it that they all thought they'd be able to sneak in now? Most terrorists trying to cross Biden's border. More terrorists have had to try to cross Biden's border than any other president. Who knows the ones that aren't getting caught? El Paso Department of Health warns of community outbreaks of chickenpox, tuberculosis, infestations, STDs due to influx of illegal immigrants. Yes, yeah, scabies as well. These are highly contagious diseases. Oh, but you, the dirty American, needs to wear a mask and take a vaccine and shut down your business and hide in your home and live in fear over a virus. But the illegal immigrants coming in with highly contagious diseases are just fine. That is just fine. Denver mayor warns illegal surge could mean cutting services as more than 250 people arrive each day. Well, yeah, and imagine when the green economy kicks in and we've got to get to our carbon neutral status and we can't use much of energy. Well, now you got a lot more people here needing energy. Well, we're just going to have to cut service. Cutting service for the dirty Americans. Biden DOJ appeals Florida federal court's ruling that blocks regime from releasing illegals on streets of U.S. without court notices. So, in other words, the Biden Department of Justice wants to be able to just release the illegals out into the streets, which their rationale here is, well, we have nowhere else to put them. Which is true, actually. They're running out of hotels. Kamala Harris won't take him into her house, even though Greg Abbott just dropped off another busload. Kamala Harris refused him. Kamala Harris is a bigot. Kamala Harris is a racist, xenophobic bigot. Bigot. Because she refused to take illegal immigrants into her house. Wow. Can you believe we've never had a vice president as bigoted as Kamala Harris? Invites the illegal immigrants in and then shuts the door in their face. So the Biden DOJ wants to make sure they can just be released on the street. Four illegal immigrants sue two Republican counties in New York for banning hotels from housing illegals. So they were taking over the hotels. In fact, I mean, the story actually gets worse. New York boots homeless veterans from hotels to shelter illegal immigrants. Yeah, you dirty Americans, you dirty veterans. New York hotel cancels 30 rooms. Florida couple booked for wedding guests to make room for migrants. So the Republicans were like, hey, this is ridiculous. We got to have an economy for the American people, not just let the illegal immigration pipeline and economy take access away from Americans. And so Democrat lawyers get involved and they sue those Republican counties. Arizona border city releases hundreds of unprocessed migrants onto the streets of Yuma. Yes, and the Biden administration wants to keep that going on. Now, here's the question that is pretty obvious you ask here. This is going on in Europe. UK could see over 1 million migrants this year, report claims. So the UK is being overrun with migrants from North Africa, and the US is being overrun with migrants from Central America, mostly. Now, they do come from all over the planet, but it's mostly Central America. Not even Mexico, really. It's just Central America. So what is going on with that? This is clearly an agenda, and if you can't see how this is an economic attack, cultural attack, demographic attack, political attack, then you're just missing the bigger picture, because that's exactly what it is. That's why you have North Africa being migrated to Europe and Central America being migrated to North America. They're trying to collapse the West, folks. They're trying to collapse the West and bring in a global government.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're going to be taking your calls the rest of the night. By the way, I've got a programming announcement coming up shortly as well. Alex Jones has some special stuff in store for you on this Mother's Day. We thank you for spending it with us. I'm going to get into some other news stories here also while taking your calls. And I want to give out the number now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. The border, a big story, but there are other stories as well that we're going to be covering. Or if there's something you noticed getting
not enough attention because we're distracted with the border and some of the other news, you can bring that to the transmission as well. But man, it had been a minute. We were trying to think, when was the last time I was on the road like that? And, you know, there's obvious reasons why I haven't been able to travel as much. There is the political persecution that I'm going through. That's what I get for being a member of the press that speaks the truth. And then, of course, there is the financial attacks that InfoWars deals with as well. But it was nice to get back out there. Sometimes you forget how hard it is when you're out there on the road working 15, 16 hours a day grinding in the elements. But man, oh man, if it wasn't for TurboForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com, I don't know if it would have been so impactful. Because you probably noticed, you're like, wow, they're up and they're going on the Jones Show. They're already filing reports before he's even live. And then we're out there past midnight into the wee hours of the night filming and getting reports up late into the night as well. But that's how I'm able to have that energy all day. TurboForce Plus, 10 hours of clean energy. I'm serious. No energy drinks. Don't need the energy drinks. Don't want them. Just TurboForce Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. Now in a canister. Used to come in the packets. Now in a canister. So you can even decide how much. If you want a full scoop, half scoop, that's up to you. And of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes these trips possible. But I'm telling you, that was my source of energy. That was my source of caffeine, certainly, and is my go-to. TurboForce Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. Find out what all the rage is about. Almost every time I open up the phone lines, by the way, people want to talk about this. It truly is the best energy supplement you're going to find. And it's 25% off right now, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're getting the phone lines lit up. I'm going to cover news the rest of this segment, start taking calls in the next. They really, really love to race bait, don't they? Now, I do believe this is backfiring. Obviously, it has its intended effect, and it causes people to be racist and be filled with hate. But a lot of people are waking up to it now and saying, hey, wait a second. We're being intentionally divided by the liars on television, in Hollywood, in government. They want you to identify with this skin color and think that somebody else that looks different has it out for you. And we all know the direction this goes, but generally speaking, it's the Democrats and their friends that are doing this. And they were at it again. Joe Biden tells Howard graduates white supremacists are the greatest threat to the country. So he's speaking at Howard University, which is I think it's an HBCU. I don't know if it actually, is it classified as a historically black college? But that's what it is. And so he's up there talking to a group of young black Americans, and he's saying white people hate you. And the biggest threat to your future is white people. That's what he decides to go with at this graduation speech. How sick is that? How diabolical are his writers for putting that on his teleprompter? What would you think if you had the honor to address a group of graduates? What message would you go with? Would you go with the message of, these people hate you, so vote for my party? Or would you go with the message of, you've worked really hard to get here, you've done what a lot of people were not able to do, and now you have the entire future in front of you? You know, something positive, something uplifting, something uniting. No, Biden goes with divisive. Biden goes with hate-filled. Or whoever writes his stuff. Truly despicable. Truly disgusting. And can you even imagine if the roles were reversed? Can you even imagine if a president, say, who, Obama, Biden, Trump? Oh, let's say Trump. Although there are no exclusively white colleges, I guess. And then they'll say, oh, well, the legacy colleges are exclusively white. No, actually, their colleges accurately depict
the demographics of the country. But now, because of an affirmative action, they go over what the demographics would be. So, no, that argument doesn't make sense, but that's what they would say. But imagine if Trump was speaking to a group of white graduates and he said, black supremacists are your biggest threat. Black supremacists want to keep you down. Well, they say, oh, my gosh, this is like Hitler. This is like Nazis. Oh, no, but Biden goes and does it in front of black graduates, and that's a good thing. Well, no, I think black people are starting to get sick of this. And I think black Americans don't want to be a part of this anymore. Now, sadly, again, the propaganda is effective, and some fall into it. But there's a genuine pushback coming from within those communities now. And really, I think one of the barometers for this is just the support that Donald Trump is getting from the black community that you have never seen for a Republican in my lifetime. And that's very real. That's very real. The media doesn't accurately depict that for obvious reasons. But it wasn't just Biden. It was also Alejandro Mayorkas. DHS Chief Mayorkas says he agrees with Joe Biden that white supremacy is the greatest threat of terrorism in the United States. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's what is so dangerous. You go downtown Chicago, downtown East St. Louis. Got to watch out for those white supremacists. I mean, we all know that. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think about. Hell, you go out late night in Austin around some parts, you got to have your head on a swivel for those white supremacists. Be on the lookout for those white supremacists. They like to play the knockout game and, you know, yeah, the white supremacists. Well, no, the greatest threat of terrorism and the biggest hate group in the United States is the Democrat Party, actually, is what that is. But no, they just keep pushing this narrative. They keep dividing people because really they're afraid of Americans uniting, of all races, of all colors, creeds, backgrounds, economic situations. I mean, that's what they're really afraid of. And is it a coincidence that Patriot Front group is also out this weekend again with Biden and Mayorkas driving the racial wedge in between the American people? Is that just a coincidence that Patriot Front group is out there again? I mean, look, this is such a weird deal because it just has Fed written all over it. So, I mean, I would never be involved with something like this. I don't want to make any assumptions. But I think being suspicious of this is pretty smart. And not wanting to be involved with something like this is probably pretty smart as well. Whether it is totally Fed-driven or not, it will be infiltrated, just like every other group that tries to start something organically. Did they always have their flags upside down like that, or are they just trying to gaslight us? So, is it all a coincidence that that's going on? Oh, look, Biden and Mayorkas are warning us about white supremacists. Now look at this group of white men. Oh my goodness, see, you need to be afraid. We need to divide the country. That way we can destroy it. House divided will fall. All right, your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but no, we week or so. It's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
California facing $32 billion deficit as Democrats in the state call for $800 billion in reparations. Whoa, where are they going to get that money? Well, I guess they didn't think about that, did they? They don't seem to think about much. Democrats destroying the country with every waking breath they have left in their lungs. We're taking your phone calls the rest of this evening. We also got other news and video clips we'll be playing as well. But we got a lot of calls on the border. And so what better time and what better way to put a bookend on what was truly, truly historic coverage. And I give a tip of the cap to the entire team, the entire crew, and the entire audience for making it possible. And thank God we were there. Thank God we were there. And thank God you're here supporting us so that we can be there. So let's start. Order we're received here. Jack in Florida leading us off tonight on the Alex Jones Show. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Roy.
Hello.
Something that worked on stopping this border invasion about a year ago, about June, I think, of last year, Abbott stopped the traffic on the border with inspections, slow it down to where it was at a crawl. And he done that for 3 or 4 days, and that pretty much put a cramp in the invasion that was going on at the time. I know they started having to reroute traffic over three California places, but if that was done, that way Mexico would have to put the troops back on the border to get their roads opened again. That'd be good as a 35% tax that Trump put on them. Anyway, that's why I was calling. One other thing, Owen, where is everybody at not calling for impeaching Joe Biden? I mean, MTG supposedly had shovel-ready impeachment on the table, and I ain't heard nothing since they got in office.
You know, let me answer this, because it's a complex situation. Why haven't the Republicans impeached Joe Biden despite the massive evidence of crimes? And I mean, the dozens of reasons. I don't have to sit here and waste the time. You know it. So the Republican Party is split right now. And you have the Freedom Caucus Republicans wing of it that is truly America First, understands what we're really up against, understand the true enemies of the country. For the most part, support Donald Trump, want to get Trump reelected. And then you've got the establishment rhino neocons, the Mitch McConnell wing of the party that just want to keep things in D.C. as they have been. Where Kevin McCarthy falls on all this, still debatable, but most likely on the neocon side. So they can't even get a unification in the Republican Party for impeachment. And so trying to launch an impeachment without that unification is going to be tough. The other reason, and this might be why they can't get unification, and some Republicans might agree with this reason, or it might just be an excuse, do you really want Kamala Harris? Do you really want Kamala Harris to be the president? And, I mean, you can answer that for yourself. Most people would say no, but if your justice be done, may the heavens fall, then you're going for that anyway. Now, if the Republicans are actually being strategic, and I suppose the Freedom Caucus wing of the Republican Party could be doing strategy like this, and it might be a long shot that it's successful because they don't have the unification, but if they assume they can take over the Republican Party, then maybe they can get it in the future. And they're thinking long term, and they're thinking, look, impeaching Biden with a year and a half left of his first term doesn't really do much for us. Why don't we just let him run again, let the Democrats rig their primaries for him, and then hit him when it's closer to the election and do damage that way. So there could be a political strategy being utilized here like that. But the expose of the crimes is certainly not going anywhere. I mean, here's some of the stories today. Oversight Chairman James Comer, who's going on Sunday mornings with Maria Bartiromo, I guess like every Sunday now, breaking this news. She has a huge Sunday show, probably the top Sunday show on cable news. So they'll probably fire her next. Informant on Biden family crimes has gone missing. FBI won't look into this. And this guy's been missing for a while now. And so he said he was going to come out and testify against the Bidens and then went missing. And nobody wants to talk about it. Cash Patel, CIA broke federal law by organizing, sponsoring, and pushing the bogus Hunter Biden laptop petition during 2020 presidential election. So they got the laptop. They know that's real. And how they censored that when they knew it was real. Marjorie Taylor Greene hints Hunter Biden's sex workers may testify in front of Congress. He's already going through problems with the mother of his daughter that they've completely excommunicated from the family. So the media can do their best to cover up all the Biden crime family details coming out. They're not going to be able to do it. So, but to answer your question, why haven't they impeached? Well, there is not a unification in the Republican Party, and there might be some political strategy here thinking it's better to wait on that. Jack, a bit of a long-winded answer there, but I really wanted to lay that out. I appreciate your call. We stay in Florida. It's Darren, though, calling in. Darren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Owen. I commend you and the crew for doing what you've done.
Thank you.
Great work. So I just wanted to bring to your attention, and I'm sure you're abreast of this, and all these cell phones that the illegals or immigrants are being handed, they're all going to have propaganda on it, driving their force for votes.
100%.
In the future.
100%. Let's explain this, too, so people understand.
They get these smartphones and they get push notifications just like anybody else. They get push notifications sent to them. So they'll get a push notification about white supremacy. They'll get a push notification about how bad Trump is or how great Joe Biden is or how great the Democrats are. And they'll get all this propaganda sent to their phone, not to mention who knows what else they're using to track and trace and use that data.
Right on, man. I think you should have, when these buses are leaving the gates, at every stop sign and every stop sign, you should have www.band.video and www.madmaxworld.tv posted at those stop signs or stoplights so that the people that are coming and crossing over can go to those websites and find out from themselves what's really going on with them, you know, because they're being used as pawns.
Yeah, I don't want to go too deep into, because I, you know, you can't look back on these things and say, oh, I wish I would have done this or I wish I would have done that. Armchair quarterbacking, I've learned a long time ago, just, you know, you're always going to have things you wish you could have done or come up with ideas later. That's certainly a great idea. And look, I wish that we had unlimited funding. And this is not to say that, hey, the audience hasn't come through. You have, folks. We're still here. We were able to make the trip. But I wish we had unlimited funding to go back down there and do all kinds of different stunts. I mean, we can go down there tomorrow and these buses will still be coming in. So it's unreal. I mean, it is simply unreal that this is happening and that the Border Patrol is not just facilitating it, but helping cover it up as well. I mean, that is just stunning stuff that we documented and called out there in live time. So, yeah, there was some other stuff, though. I don't want to pontificate it too much because I got other calls to get to. Let's go to Phil in Long Island. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, thank you very much for taking my call this evening. And first of all, I just want to commend you guys on the super job you did down there on the border. And I especially liked your rant when they were blocking the view of the illegals getting on the bus. But also, just a couple of quick plugs. DNA Force, Real Red Pill, Nitric Boost, X3. I use them all, and they're awesome products. So thank you very much, you guys, for providing those for us.
Thank you, Phil. You made that trip possible.
All right, very good. Me and hopefully millions of other watchers, right? So anyway, I something's been bothering me for a long time, and this was a good opportunity to get it out. The illegals have been coming over the border since the Clinton administration, okay? And in those days, a little administrative memory here, in those days, they were talking about, well, there's probably 10 to 12 12 million illegal aliens in the country. That was at the end of the Clinton administration into the Bush administration. And they kept pushing that same number during the whole Obama administration, even though we know that the border was very porous during those years and probably didn't really.
Well, look, I'm up against a break here, Phil. I apologize, but I think I know where you're going with this. The real number of illegal immigrants in the country is probably close to 40 million. And it just has slowly gotten worse and worse and worse because when you don't secure the border and you don't stop it, that just lets people know, yeah, it's open. Come on in. And when you promote the free stuff, that just...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.